And we talked to Muffin, who's actually very busy because he's a student at Christ College. He's doing a PhD at the moment. But he's spending some time out this morning to talk to us on the radio about this coming weekend, or the weekend after next, we should say, InterVarsity Folk Dance Festival. It's coming to Cambridge for the first time since 2006. Morning to you, Muffin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And this festival, you must have a whole bunch of helpers, surely. You're not just doing this on your own. You are the chair.
Indeed, I am the chair, yes.
So what sort of committee? Did you organise a committee, or was this sort of organised chaos? How does it work for you? Do you have officers that are doing various different roles, treasurer, secretary, things like that?
So we currently have six or seven core committee members who are running the entire thing. So I'm one of them, and we've got several others. Some of them were organising workshops, and others of them are organising the Kaylee, some of them are organising, I'm organising the stewards. And so it's a nicely, locally run thing, which should be really awesome fun.
And the whole thing is at the Cambridge Junction on stage there.
It splits between the Cambridge Junction and Hills Road Sixth Form College. So it's two venues right next door to each other.
And you're not actually getting people's accommodation organised for them. What about some of the artists that are coming along for the weekend? Is this a bit of a logistics nightmare? Do you have to find accommodation for them to put them up for the 3 days?
No, so thankfully we've got a couple of people who aren't on the committee who are kindly putting them up. And indeed, we're especially grateful to one of them who can speak French for the band that we're having coming from Normandy in France. So they can hopefully give them a very nice time whilst they're staying in Cambridge and able to speak to them as well.
Last time this happened in Cambridge in 2006, you were a very young man. It happened, we said earlier on, at UEA in Norwich in 2005.
Yes, I was before I started university.
Would have been a long time, I think, before you started University, Muffin. Now, your love, passion yourself, do you love sort of cultural, traditional, shall we say, folk music and obviously dancing to it? And are you much of a dancer yourself?
So I started falling into the folk music world back in 2011 when I joined the Cambridge University Kaylee Band. And then since then, I've then done Molly dancing, which is like Morris dancing, but more bizarre, with Gog Magog Molly. And the nice thing about Gog Magog Molly is that they're one of the brightest coloured sides that you'll ever see. You might occasionally see them around Cambridge, and they'll be dancing at one of the evening Kaylee spots. And this side is a set of dancers which have essentially been created by a bunch of PhD mathematicians.
Really?
So they're incredibly clever.
Yes. But they might not look so clever when they're out in the streets of Cambridge. I don't know. I mean, it's all for fun, isn't it, really?
Oh. Well, there's one dance called Idiot's Delight, which is a eight couple set, four pairs. And this particular dance, everyone does tons of permutations in the set, so you keep going round and round and round. And eventually everyone ends up back up in the same place, except for the two idiots who've managed to swap face. So the amount of time that they spent planning that dog gives you an idea of how much dancing we have.
I'd imagine numerous pints of beer are quaffed as well on the occasions that this happens. Is that so?
So surprisingly, the two sides I'm with in Cambridge, Gog Magog Molly and Glastonbury Morris, they're both relatively teetotal sides. So most of us, the most common drink in Glastonbury Morris is orange juice and lemonade.
Oh, really? That sounds almost quite dull. But obviously the spectacle is not. It sounds like you have to dress up very colourfully, as you said. Do you use a pig's bladder a bit like Morris men do for Molly dancing, or is it a little bit different?
Yes. I didn't quite hear that question.
The Morris men use a sort of inflated pig's bladder, don't they, which is on a piece of string, which is on a stick, a bit like an old raspberry cane. And that's sort of beaten around the various troupe that are doing the dances. And because I always used to think it was some sort of a balloon, but in fact it's a sort of scraped out pig's bladder. I don't know whether they use an artificial one these days. They probably do. But do you use anything like that?
So that is with the Cotswold tradition that you have for a pool, but there's different traditions. So the Molly dancing tradition comes from a very different route from Morris dancing. And is actually, it was originally from the 1700s where begging was illegal. So instead of begging, they did a simple thing called a Molly dance and begged for money. And this later got changed into an extortion racket. They would dance threateningly outside farmers' houses late at night in January, demanding money, And if you didn't pay up, they would dig up your field in the middle of January, which is why they originally disguised themselves as very, was originally blacking up with coal dust, just so they could disguise themselves from the work became farms in the summer. And then it's now got changed, and it's kind of died out in the early 1900s when it was just what a few people did just to earn a bit of money before getting hit to see John Compound Monday after Epiphany. And it's been revised in the 1970s with a display called Dots, with seven champions being the first Molly side, which is now this display Molly, which Gogmagog Molly are.
That's fascinating, Muffin. A fascinating insight to how it evolved, really. So there's going to be a Morris dancing tour going around the city simultaneously to your festival, which will be on Saturday and Sunday week then. You might be rather distracted by that, I suppose.
Well, I think the hope is to do as much. Not to inconvenience people, but to make sure that the Morris and Molly dancers are heard. And this is one small aspect of the festival, the large festival that's going to be in Cambridge around the junction of the InterVarsity Folk Dance Festival.
And we should focus on that now with the InterVarsity Folk Dance Festival, as it is starting on Friday week. You've got various events, and of course it isn't just a varsity event. All are welcome, aren't they?
Yes, every single dance will be called, as in there'll be someone at the front telling you exactly what to do. So even if you've never been to a single one before, you will still find it really enjoyable. And there's lots of people with all levels of experience. There's the more experience, also more than happy help you get through the dances.
I suppose if...
So it should be really awesome fun.
As long as you've got some practical footwear so you don't get blisters, you can all join in wherever you are. Come along to this event, as I say, Cambridge Junction and at Hills Road Sixth Form College. On Friday of next week, you're going to have three simultaneous Cayley events happening, all completely welcoming, as Muffin said there. Then on Saturday week, you're going to have up to 24 different workshops to choose from, 8 running simultaneously. Cayley variations. You've even got electronica versions of Cayley dancing.
So, yes, there's a huge amount of different variation going on. So on Friday night, the festival starts off with 3 Cayley night dances. And so there's 3 different venues. One of them is Playford, which is a nice, gentle form of Cayley dancing, which is very, very nice if you're feeling slightly worn out and is great in folk weeks. And it's still really good fun. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have up to 48 workshops running. Many of them are completely suitable for beginners. And will, in fact, even give you some ideas as to help you have dance in the evening. And then Saturday evening, we've got 4 Cayley events running on. And then after that, we've got a late night for extra Cayley with electronic dance music with a band that's just formed called the Polkalypse. And then on Sunday, we have the survivor, after a few more workshops in the morning, running from 9 till 1, we have a Survivor's Cayley in the afternoon.
Survivor's Cayley for those still left standing on the Sunday afternoon after those 24 different workshops, which people can
go along. Well, it runs from 1 to 5, and it's always the poor people from Aberdeen who have to leave the earliest, usually just to get their coach back to Aberdeen.
Far and wide, then, people coming. You were mentioning earlier on you've got an act coming over from France, as well as you say, probably coming from the West Country, aren't they, and also from Aberdeen, bringing down, presumably, some Scottish cultural dancing as part of the event.
So our acts are coming from around the country. So it's from, I'm not sure where some of them are from. Some of them are very local, like the Cambridge University Cayley Band. And some of them are far further afield. We've even got an act coming down from Edinburgh, which is the Martin Skeen Highland Band.
And a bit
will be doing the Scottish country dancing.
As well, so there we are. Any sword dancing going on? Anybody using blunts? Anybody using blunt swords as part of their dancing? And a bit of a Scottish sword dance?
The line is incredibly bad compared to the different types of Scottish dancing. I believe there might be a Highland dance workshop as well as a Scottish country dance workshop.
That's fantastic.
As far as I know, there's no sword dancing. There might be a Morris side that will have long swords and a Raka, which is a bendy short type of dancing, which is very fast and very good fun. They might be having a Morris tour.
that depends on who's coming to the festival. We're not quite sure which side we're going to do that yet.
And you're putting an appeal out at the moment as well, because you need stewards to help out at all the venues.
Yes, we're still very, very short of stewards. In order for the festival to run smoothly and efficiently and for the committee not to lose all of their hair, we're looking to stewards. And stewards is a really great way to get service. I think it's certainly get far cheaper for a ticket. And secondly, if you steward, you get a lovely bright orange Iftis t-shirt, which you can keep forevermore. And it should be a really fun way of getting to know other people, because you'll usually be with someone else stewarding. And yes, and look at, and it gives you a chance to, so you'll be in a room and essentially controlling people coming in and out, make sure people have got tickets and maybe turning tickets. And so it gives you a chance to get to know people who are coming in and out, and it will give you a chance to see all the stuff that's going on.
So there's an incentive for anyone. You get a half price or free ticket for being a steward and a free steward's T-shirt as well if you want to help Muffin and the rest of the crew put on the IVFDF, or the InterVarsity Folk Festival, for this coming week, well, the weekend after next, of course. Still tickets on sale, aren't there, Muffin, at the moment? I'll tell the listeners where they can go to get those. It's a website, of course, and it is IVFDF. Just use those initials, 2017.org.uk. I'll do that again. It's IVFDF 2017. Just put in the digits as well as the alpha characters, .org.uk, or just search for it. Use your search engine with IVFDF and you will find a lot more details there. Muffin, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Cambridge 105. I hope it goes very well for you. I'm sure it will. Sounds like a lot of fun.